Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about opportunity. Opportunity afforded through the STEM programs that have become very, very popular here in our part of the state as well as other parts of Iowa. It's really gained steam over the last few years. Joni Aim is with us this morning. She's the Southwest Iowa Regional STEM Manager, moving over from her former position, working with a lot of STEM programs through the Area Education Agency. So you're just a little more specialized now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. I know, and you are a native of this area here in Cass County.
Yes, I grew up listening to Jim Field on the radio, listening to my older brothers and sisters play basketball and football. So it's a voice that is known.
How old
to
am
all
I?
Southwest Iowa residents.
Oh boy. Well, let's moving on. Let's talk about I want to talk about opportunities because
sure.
The STEM program is, that's exactly what it is. The STEM is what? Science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
You are looking at specializing in some areas that are growth areas mm-hmm. in many instances for kids looking at futures. And there are a lot of different ways to use that and a lot of different opportunities. From a school-based perspective, I know there are some grant opportunities. The STEM BEST program affords some money to be able to do some startups with
Correct.
Some different ideas. And you've already experienced that here locally.
Yeah, so I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of different STEM BEST programs. And that's, in education, we love our acronyms. So if you're not familiar, Jim already addressed what STEM is. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And this particular award that we're talking about, the STEM BEST Award, the BEST part stands for Businesses Engaging Students and Teachers. So it really focuses on community partnerships and how the school districts and the local businesses, community development can work together to build educational experiences for kids to get them involved in not only their community, but getting them job skills, life skills, work skills through that educational setting in their hometowns so they can really see all of that come together in a real way.
And we've seen that firsthand here with us because, what, CAM, Griswold, for example,
yep.
both got some of these STEM BEST opportunities.
Riverside.
To
yep.
get their programs started with the video channels that we work with area schools with. And they don't just have to be that. There are a lot of businesses that have taken mm-hmm. advantage of the opportunities to work with local schools to get them the funding they need to get started.
So we were talking about this earlier, about 5 years ago, KJAN was one of the first partners that, in my partnership with the CAM School District, when I was at the AEA at the time, wanting to start like some sort of program with, you know, authentic learning where kids were getting, you know, real skills, they're doing real projects. And we're like, well, who is local that, you know, that we could partner with? And KJAN was the first business that reached out and said, yeah, let's talk, let's have a conversation. And that's kind of where the live streaming, the whole project was built from just like a conversation of, hey, how could we work together to build some of these experiences for kids that, you know, it works for you guys and it works for them where they're getting some sort of learning experience. And then the STEM BEST Award comes into play because it provides some of that funding to get people, you know, time, to get equipment, to get sponsorships, things like that, where we might not have that, you know, the money laying around to do things, but the award will give you just some of that seed money to get started.
As we all know, school budgets tend to be pretty tight.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a hurdle that doesn't need to be there. If there's an opportunity to do something, but cost is an issue, but you've got opportunities like these grants, that just eliminates that hurdle.
So I'm really excited about the one that it actually opened on Monday, October 3rd. So it is currently open. And this award is kind of the best of pieces of all the things that we've done in the past. Previously, it had been $25,000 with a one-to-one cost share. This year, it is going to be a $40,000 award with a 2-to-1 cost share. So you would write an application saying, here's kind of what we want to do. Here's some of the area business partners that we would like to at least explore working with. And the application involves just laying out a plan. Everybody knows that things change and things shift. So it's having an idea and building that idea. And then if you're awarded, you get $40,000. You are up to $40,000. And then the 2-to-1 cost share is kind of, that can be scary for people. Some people think, well, even if it's 2-to-1, I don't have $20,000 to put towards something. So I just want to explain what that means. It can be $20,000 in kind, meaning yes, it can be cash, but it can be people's time. People's time is worth money, as we all know. So if you have a community partner that, you know, spent 10 hours working with, you know, building a curriculum or working with students, that person's time, their gas money, all of that stuff can be counted towards that cost share agreement. It doesn't have to be just cash. If you have a teacher that is administrating the grant or the award, if, you know, if they say the half, 10% of their FTE was put towards administrating that grant, that is a cost share that could be shared by the district to say that's a part of that that $20,000.
Sure, sure. There are always ways to figure out the match.
There is.
And and they are willing to be flexible with
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
And so these are, a lot of these are business partnerships with schools. Mm-hmm. So do the schools seek out business partners or the business partners seek out the schools?
Oh, that's a great question, actually. I've seen it go both ways. A lot of times it is the school having an idea and maybe going out to a business partner and saying, would you be willing to work with us on this? And just having that initial conversation, because a lot of times schools want to work with businesses, but they don't really know what that looks like. What could that partnership be? But I've seen it the opposite way too, where a business would really like to get into a school and, you know, be able to talk to kids and promote the things that they're doing as well, but they don't really know how to approach the kids or how to make that contact. So my advice is really, it doesn't have to be either way, make the connection. Whether you're a business wanting to get into a school or a school wanting to get into business, there, I think both parties are more receptive now than they ever have been. And it's just having that initial conversation and doing some brainstorming about what could this look like.
It's an opportunity also for smaller schools who might not otherwise think they could do some of these bigger programs that might be more involved and have some more costs because the money's not there, as opposed to maybe some of the larger schools who sometimes people think can do these bigger offerings just because of numbers.
Yeah, so it's actually been a really great way to kind of level the playing field in that way, because, you know, we think of some of the big programs that we see in the cities and we're like, oh, I really want that for our kids here. Well, we can do that. It may not look exactly the same, but we do have our own resources and we have great businesses and people are willing to work with kids in our hometowns and in our area. And it's just a matter of figuring out a way to work within that district or within that that business or within that school district to make it work for what you guys have.
Yeah. You bet. Provide the experience.
Provide the experience.
Give them that chance. Very good. And again, that's open right now. So if folks have some creative ideas for programs and stuff, maybe you want to approach your local schools or schools, approach some local businesses to see about partnerships that might be available.
And that is open until December 14th. So this one has a little bit bigger window. Mm-hmm. It gives you some time to think about it, make up a plan, maybe get some people, some stakeholders together. And if you would like me to come to your district or to your business and talk more about it, I would be happy to do that. It's really a great opportunity to just have those conversations. And if you just don't know where to start, I can maybe point you in the right direction of, you know what, well, here's a similar size school or here's a similar business that looking something, doing something similar, just so you can maybe see it in action and get some ideas that way.
And on the teacher side, what's involved there and what's in it for them? You know, outside of opening the eyes of some students by giving them opportunities and experiences they might not otherwise have had, there can be an opportunity for them as well, because there's a STEM Teacher Award, and it just gives them an opportunity to be recognized for some of the creative programming they're offering.
There is. So this is another award that the STEM Council offers. This one closes on October 11th. So this one is actually coming up pretty soon. And what this is a way to recognize really great educators who are inspiring kids to do things that they might otherwise not think of. We know that there are teachers out there every day that are working with kids and encouraging them to do things that have to do with STEM or otherwise. This is just a great way to encourage them and just get them some recognition for doing the things that they're doing with kids.
Sure.
The STEM Teacher Award is it's an award. you literally get an award at the state fair with the governor in the summertime, but you also get $1,500 for classroom use. You get $1,500 for personal use. And it's just a great way to also, you know, publicize what your school is doing, what you are doing. It's just a nice honor and a way to recognize outstanding educators.
And again, not just going to the big cities. We've seen some winners out here in the sticks.
We have. CAM has had a recent winner, Woodbine, this past year. It's just, again, anybody can nominate. So a student can nominate a teacher, a parent, if you have, you know, a teacher that is doing great things with your students, administrators, anybody can nominate. It's an online form. If you go to the iowastem.org, there is a link for the teacher award. And it's literally like you fill out your name as the nominator. And then you fill out the information for the nominee, what their name is, where they work. And the one question is, tell us why this person is deserving of this award. And then it goes on to like a panel of reviewers from across the state. And there are 6 STEM regions in Iowa. We're in the Southwest STEM region, obviously. But there will be one winner from each of the 6 STEM regions. So one person recognized all around in each of one of the 6 regions.
Yeah, opportunity there to just be able to point out. And by doing that, you're also giving some other school districts, other educators, some ideas on some things that they might be able to incorporate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. All right, so get after that here soon. iowastem.org, if you'd like to see more about that and consider. And it's a short time coming here, October 11th, that deadline. But get those creative teachers some recognition that they deserve. And also, look out for some ideas there. There are no shortage of good ideas in different types of partnerships. No matter how big or how small you think they might be, there might be a few students who could really take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. And anytime we can open their eyes to some different future opportunities, why not?
Absolutely.
That's what STEM's all about.
And it's I would just add that STEM is not just about science, technology, engineering, and math. I know that's the acronym, but it's also about the hands-on learning. Mm-hmm. It's about the making mistakes. It's about receiving real feedback. So it's not just about, don't be scared by the subject areas that it encapsulates. Think more about like the content that you're learning and all the other skills that are wrapped up in that.
Absolutely. Lots of opportunity out there, and we can help that process along too. Very good. It's always good when you get partnerships in education.
It's one of the best ways to give students a real authentic experience in the classroom where they're supported and they have the help that they need to work through those experiences and get real feedback, but they're also getting valuable skills that they'll be able to transfer to whatever kind of work they want to go into the future.
You bet. Very good. Joni Aim, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.